It's your boy FJT, and it's another day, another dollar we don't spend on these mujeres. I have a question for y'all. Back when you guys got into serious relationships with women, have you ever had a girlfriend or wife that had a quote-unquote male friend or a quote-unquote brother that's not related to her? And if you guys are like me, I tell her that I was uncomfortable with her hanging out with him or texting him. Then that's when they'll tell you, oh, you don't have to worry about him. Or, oh, you're just being jealous and insecure. Then later on, you might find out that her so-called guy friend brother was blowing her back out while you were in a relationship with her. I can speak on it from both sides of the fence. In the past, one of my exes cheated on me with her so-called male best friend. She claims she known since kindergarten. Then fast forward, when I went through my red pill rage, I became a savage Tyrone that said no to relationships. I became the so-called guy friend brother that blew her back out and never talked to her again afterwards. And even though I live a bachelor lifestyle, there's some guys looking for long-term relationships that still watch my videos. To those guys looking for long-term relationships, just know if she has a male best friend, then it's a possibility that he already dug her guts out. She'll swear up and down that she would never go for a guy like him, but he's just on the sideline waiting for his turn. Let me tell you guys, one time I was cool with a short brown-skinned chick that lived in a rich neighborhood, and she was pretty as hell. And she always called me her big bro. One day she got into an argument of her boyfriend of 3 years, so she asked me to come over to be her emotional tampon. So, I drove over there to talk to her for about 20 minutes. She hopped into my car and randomly started touching all over my body. Next thing you know, my thing became rock solid. And y'all already know, when my thing get hard, my thing don't discriminate when it comes to these women. It's funny because when I took my thing out to put the condom on, she talked like a stereotypical blonde, so she was like, oh, OMG, why is your penis so fat and long? I was just like, I don't know. So like the Chad and Tyrone I was, I proceeded to give her my FJT stick until we both exploded. So afterwards, she was like, well, you know, we can't like be brother and sister anymore. I'm like, no shit, Sherlock. She told me that she'll dump her boyfriend so we could be in a relationship. I told her that I have to go, and I'll talk to her about it when I get home. So once I got home, I had to BTBS, block that brown skin. Then there was another situation where I used to work at a minimum wage job, and a young, prime, slick, thick Puerto Rican chick approached me and started flirting. I got her number and she automatically put me into the brother category. So make a long story short, every time we hung out, we did all types of freaky things. I was blowing out her back. She was topping me off. She even gave me top while I was driving. I almost lost control of my car. And for those who are wondering, yes, it's true that the Puerto Rican chocha gets moist. I remember after I dug her out for the first time, she said, eres fabuloso en la cama. Ha sido el mejor sexo de mi vida. And to the people that come into my comment section saying, stop bragging. Why are you always bragging? I'm not bragging or boasting. These are just facts. So suck it up, cupcake. But it was weird because she kept calling me bro. I'm like, you know you can stop calling me that now. Then later on, she started demanding that I take her out, meet her friends, and spend money on her. So Freaky Jersey Tales had to do what Freaky Jersey Tales had to do. I had to BTPR, block that Puerto Rican. It's funny because I ended up running into her when I was at the mall on a date with a different chick. She ran up on me and made a huge scene like, hey Freaky Jersey Tales, remember me? Why don't you talk to me anymore? Oh, so who's this white girl you're with? Is this your girlfriend? So you think she's better than me? I look way better than her. So I kept nudging her, telling her to go away. She just kept saying, wow, really? You want me to go away? Oh, so you don't care about me? I said, no! Leave me the fuck alone! So she finally left. After that situation, I thought my date was gonna leave me. But what's funny is she clung on to me even more because she seen it as competition. So at the end of the day, whether you're the boyfriend, the side dude, the alpha, the beta, or the Chad and Tyrone, she's never yours. It's just your turn.